You see, God does not just want us to go through the motions of life. He doesn't just want us to go through these moments. His intention demands for everyone who's walking the earth, because every day above ground then gives you a responsibility to make your life count for something significant. And also feel in the same vein, it's necessary to highlight other than you want to define your own impact. You want to define your own greatness. You want to define your own legacy. How does legacy look like to you? You want to define your own legacy. You want to define your own greatness. Of course, reflective of God's will for your life. So before you let the media spaces influence your obsession for impact, before you let the media spaces influence your demand to make time count, you want the will of God, the purpose of God for your life to then be your primary motivation to then approach time with a sense of agency. What you're seeing on the media is not the primary motivator to then make your life count, but the realization of the knowledge of your God-given will and purpose for your life then becomes your primary drive. So every time you look at the purpose of God for your life, the will of God for your life, it gives you that sense of urgency to then make every moment count. You're not just going through the motions. You're not just letting time pass without, you know, committing yourself to something. I love the narrative of the three servants, those that then receive the talents from their master, and then one buried it. But I'm more interested in the servant that saw the need to multiply the talent that then the servant left with him. That's exactly the picture of God's purpose, God's gifts, God's grace, you know, God's will for everybody. God is willing to make his will for your life known unto you. But then he also wants to know as to whether you are interested or the media space is enough for you. But I tell you the truth, every motivation that you will get mostly from a media space that then fuels your passion for life is more like a commercial. But the passion that is fueled from your God-given purpose, the passion that is fueled from the will of God for your life is generational. You see that anything that was built, anything that has been built from the purpose and the will of God for anybody's life is something that has stood a test of time. But mostly commercials are built from passions that were then steered from the social space influence. You see what I mean? So before you seek for inspiration from the social space, from the magazines, from some of these books, you want to first make sure that your primary source of motivation to then live life and to make your life count for something significant is coming straight from the purpose and from the will of God for your life. And once that work is done, you'll begin to see that it'll be almost an effortless journey to make your life count for something, because then every second that you get above ground, you want to make sure that it's a multiplication of the talent that then God, the master, has given to you. Relatable to the story of the servants, every minute that you have to walk the earth, you receive it as a responsibility to make your life count, to make every second count, to make every minute count, to make every moment with a stranger, every moment with your friends, to count for something significant, because then you are multiplying the talent that then the master has given to you. Because anytime, any day, the master will show up. Because anytime, any day, the master will show up and he's going to ask you, what have you done with the talent that I gave you? Did you bury it? Did you multiply it? And you see that every effort to multiply what God has deposited in you, that the ideas, that the plans, the thoughts that then God keeps inspiring to you, every attempt that you make to multiply that talent only makes you a better person. It's like every attempt you make then enlarges your capacity. At the time that you receive the talent, you may not have had the capacity to actually maybe do certain things. But you see that every attempt you make, this is one thing I love about trying, because every attempt you make comes with a certain level of grace that then expands your capacity. A level of grace that then expands your abilities. But then if you're just going to sit, not attempt a single thing, you are then denying yourself the privilege of then receiving the expansion. You're then denying yourself the honor of then receiving the grace to be able to then break certain limitations. So that moment that you have at your workplace, you want to then sit down and deliberate. You want to sit down and then intentionally plan to say, how am I going to make this moment count? Your time at church, how are you going to make that moment count? Because definitely the desire and the plan of God for your life is that you've got to be remembered for something. And because you're not sleepwalking through life, you're not just going through the motions. So because you're not just going through the motions, you're not just sleepwalking through life, you are then exposing yourself to the infilling of God's grace for you then to be able to make your life count, to make your time here on earth count. Because I like to think of life as a journey on a borrowed time, you know, because time in and of itself is a finite resource. It's a limited resource. It cannot be replenished. So when a moment is gone, you can't take it back. So today you might be in this particular space. Maybe tomorrow you might not be there. Today you might be enjoying certain privileges. Maybe tomorrow you won't actually have access to some of those privileges. So you want to make sure that in every space, you make it count. This is one thing I've been very deliberate about. I make sure that every space that I expose myself to, I make it count. If I'm going to spend the whole day at my workplace, of course, I'm going to render my service. But I'll also make sure that my time there has to count for something that then enables me to manifest my God-given purpose or my God-given destiny. So I want to research what I can afford to research in that space. And I want to work on whatever I can afford to work on in that space, because I'm very passionate about making my time in every particular space count for something. Because I tell you the truth, I like this the narrative of the children of Issachar, because they knew the times and the seasons. So you might be operating in a certain season of your life. You know, that could be a season when the portals of influence of your life have opened, that then whatever that you're going to do in that season is going to impact lives. It's going to impact generations. That season, because it's a season, meaning it's not going to be there forever. But you see that a lot of people actually miss out on understanding the seasons for their lives. So you might be in a particular season when God is then placing a demand on you to influence culture, to influence communities, to influence nations. But then you are not aware. You find that season of your life will pass. And the time that you might have the desire to then influence culture, it might not just be in your season, and then you'll find that it's going to be a struggle. But then if you then understood, because God is gracious, God is very gracious, that it knows our inabilities as people, as men walking the earth. So then he's going to give you what then will sort of be like whispers, you know. All of a sudden, you know, people just start reaching out to you. I've been learning this and that from you, you know, stuff like that. You want to pay attention to that season. What exactly is going on in this season? And what do I need to do in this season that is then going to count for something generational, that is going to count for something beyond this very time? Because then every season that God brings your way is not only for that moment. God is a generational God. So whatever season you bring in your life, you've got to look at it from a generational point of view. So if you then understand that season that you might be walking in at the particular time of your life, you want to carefully ask yourself, what is it that then God wants me to do that then will translate into a generational impact? So you might be in a season where you see whatever you seem to do is just then working effortlessly. You know, you start this business, it's thriving. You start this small business, it's thriving. So you want to then pay attention to that and say, wait a minute, what is the bigger picture of this? So if this business can thrive, I tried that business and it actually thrived. I tried this and that, it actually worked. Maybe I'm operating under this season, you know, where everything I lay my hands on just flourishes effortlessly. So in that moment, you want to quickly think of the bigger vision. You want to search for the bigger business idea of the time, and you want to go for it. And I tell you the truth, try it. You will see that season will just make the biggest breakthrough that your life will ever experience, because then you responded to the season of your life. And this awareness only comes when then you're aware to the fact that you're gonna make your time count. If you're just going through the motions, you're not paying attention to anything. If you're sleepwalking through life, you're not paying attention to anything. Anything will just then pass your nose. Everything will just pass you like, because then you're not paying attention. You're sleepwalking. You're just going through the motions. But then if you become deliberate, if you become intentional to say, I want my life to count for something significant, I want my life to count for something tangible, you will see that it will become very easy for you to pay attention to the seasons that then your life will walk through, the season that then God will present your way, and that every minute and every second and every day above ground will mean hard work. You're going to approach every day with such a huge sense of urgency, because then you know that you're living on borrowed time. And you know that you're operating under a season. And knowing very well that seasons do not last forever. But then what happens in a particular season might just live on from one generation to the next generation. So you see that men that have greatly impacted the world, and men that then were able to work in the season of their lives, and they are long gone, but their labor, their work is still speaking for them, because then they acted out in their season. A season which of course did not last forever, because seasons do not last forever. Seasons change. But then what you do in any particular season might just live on beyond your time. Which is why it's very key then to understand season. That's why then the Bible says the children of Issachar were wise, because they understood the times and the seasons. So in making your life count for something significant, in making your life count for something tangible, in making your life count for something generational, you want to be very deliberate, and you want to be very intentional and tuned to the times and to the seasons of God for your life. That's why I stated that if your primary motivation is then coming from the purpose and the will of God for your life, it will be very easy for you then to understand the season and the times that God would want to work your life through. But then if your primary motivation is from the social space, you won't be able to understand the season. You're not going to be responding to the seasons. You see, if your motivation is a social space, it to be very difficult for you to respond to God's season for your life. What you're going to be then responding to when your socials are your primaries are motivators, you're going to be responding to trends. So whatever is trending is what you might want to try to do. But then if you're operating from God's purpose and will for your life, it'll be very easy for you then to respond to seasons. You won't find yourself responding to trends. Matter of fact, you'll be the one then setting trends. And that's a God influence that I'm talking about. So we see how that operating from God's purpose for our lives, operating from God's will for our lives, then enables us to easily respond to the seasons of God for our lives. And what you deposit in a particular season, and once it grows, it not only lives in that season, it then lives beyond the season. It lives beyond the season, it lives beyond the time, and it lives beyond your name. And this is where now history can afford to erase your impact. History will not afford to erase your greatness, because then it was greatness that was birthed from a God season. It was greatness that was birthed from a God time. It wasn't greatness that was birthed from a trend. That's why greatness that is mostly birthed from trends, from, you know, social influences, it's mostly short-lived. It mostly doesn't live beyond the name, beyond the time of the particular individual. But you see that greatness that then comes from the purpose and the will of God for a man's life is greatness that will live greatly, greatly beyond the name, and it will impact generations and generations. So in making your time count, in making your life count for something significant, you want to make sure that whatever action that you make, the purpose and the will of God is a primary motivator, is a primary influencer of that particular action. And in making your life count for something significant, you want to respond to the seasons and the time of God for your life. You do not want to respond to the social trends. You do not want to respond to the new stuff that might be trending that everybody's doing, but then you're responding to God's season and time for your life. And I promise you, God is gracious. Right now, you might seem incapable of actually doing certain things, but I want you to keep the big picture in front of you. I want you to keep the big vision in front of you. I want you to keep believing in your big dream. Keep attempting big stuff. Keep dreaming big. Keep the big vision ahead of you, and let that vision, you know, because then it's your imagination. So let your imagination actually be real than your reality. So get obsessed with that big picture, you know, drown in that obsession of the bigger picture of God for your life, and keep following it. I tell you, there'll come a day that you will walk and breathe in the manifestation of that particular dream, because then it's a response to a God dream. It's a response to a God season. And every response that you make to a God season, to a God time, then births something that will live beyond your time, that will live beyond your generation. So God wants us to make an impact in our spaces. God wants us to impact our communities. God wants us to impact our churches. God wants us to impact the world. And he wants us to participate in making this world a better place. And you and I have a responsibility, and he's expecting of us to then respond to this borrowed time with a sense of agency, because then we are operating under this finite resource, this limited resource, which cannot actually be replenished, which is time. So you want to make sure that every moment counts, because this is the only moment that you have. When this moment goes, you're not getting it back. When this day goes, you're not getting it back. When this year goes, you're not getting it back. So you make sure that you put in every deliberate effort that you can afford, and just become super intentional about making your time count. Because I tell you, every time you walk the earth, you should respond to a demand of then multiplying the gifts, the talents, the abilities that then God has given you. God doesn't want you to be that lazy servant that went and hid the talent, but God wants you to then multiply. And it's a daily responsibility. It's a daily responsibility. You've got to put in the work. You've got to put in the commitment. You've got to put in the focus. You've got to put in the determination. You've got to put in everything that you've got to make every moment that you walk the earth to count for something, because we are living on borrowed time and we are operating under this finite resource, this limited resource, and time cannot be replenished. Once you lose it, then you lose it. That's why you've got to be deliberate, you've got to be intentional, and you've got to work with God to make your life count for something. Make your life count in your family. Make your life count at your workplace. Make your life count in your church. Make your life count everywhere you go, because that's the only moment that you have. That's the only moment that you have. So you want to make it count for something great. So I pray for you that we're going to be deliberate and intentional going forward, and to begin to respond to time, which is a finite resource, with the most sense of agency, and to make sure that our time on earth counts for something great. Thank you for taking time to listen to this podcast. If you've not subscribed to the I Believe podcast, go to Apple Podcast, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.